everybody, Michelle from Blue Sounds here, just getting ready to make our post-Valentine's supper. We ended up having to get groceries on Valentine's Day, because that's the only time we could get someone to help us with that. So, and it's just as well. We've got beautiful, beautiful fare for Valentine's Day. Very rarely do I go with two meats in a meal. But they had, for reasonable price, believe it or not, steak and lobster tails. Well, the steak I had, but the lobster tails, they had. Very big, so there's going to be a lot of meat, so I'm quite looking forward to it. I'll do the steak, and then I'll do the lobster, and I'm thinking of putting some old Italian dressing. Well, it's not called old, but just some Italian dressing on it. Something simple to give enough flavor, but anyway, my primary reason for doing this boom is February. Sorry for the noise. With February, there's three boos that'll catch me up. February 15th, I believe it was the piece of clothing that you couldn't do without. Well, in the winter time, like George would probably say, it'll be winter jacket for outside fair, but for me, for inside, for all year round, when I'm cooking, it's got to be a shirt. Shirt, apron, whatever. Because you can get burnt so easily. And it's a real pain, literally. Now, the 16th was forgive me while I pause here. Okay, so February 16th was how long you've been on Audioboo. I figure it's almost a year. George picks it in March, I pick it in May, and I don't have that data in front of me. But somewhere around that time, but it's almost been a year. He found out through somebody, I found out through him, and the rest is history. My earliest boos were on my God's Michelle account, which I'm not doing as much on, but I do the odd boo here and there. Then there's today. Now, there's two for today that I've seen. One is the best holiday, and my best holiday, oh boy, that's a toughie, because I've been through a lot of places. I'll say, let's do it this way, my most memorable holiday wasn't really a holiday per se. It was when I went with some people to Nova Scotia, to Halifax. It was a holiday from school, per se, and a holiday from home. And it was fun. I never forgot the Nova Scotia shore. It just really blew me away. Of course, I've had many holidays since, and it's still hard to pick what would be the favorite. My next one would be Kananaskis, of course. We go there every year, and every year I see something different. You know, I'm going to go a little more on that. Because one thing that is memorable, and this place has a special part of my heart, is when I went down to visit my grandparents for a week in Muir. Muir is about halfway, if I remember being explained to me, between Edmonton and Red Deer. Now, I could be wrong. I'd have to dig out the maps for that. But I loved it. It's a village. So you were in the country kind of atmosphere, and, I had a good time. I really, really had a good time. So today's also is how I met my significant other. And that was through a CNIB teen group. CNIB, Canadian National Institute for the Blind. They would have each year these groups where they would teach life skills, such as cooking, industrial arts, and sewing. Looking for something. And so they also had something called ASRAB, Alberta Sports and Recreation Association for the Blind. And through them, we got to go on a hosteling trip to Jasper. Of course, I knew George on and off before then, through various camps and that. But he was sitting in front of me, looked at him, looked away. You know, kind of shy. Again, I did it. And so finally I moved over to his side of the train and I said, "You know, I think I like you." And the rest is kind of history. Well, we haven't been on it, like, totally on. We've been on and off for years, but in 1995, decided to come back into his life, and the rest is history. We got married in, we got this house in 2000, got married in 2001, and we've lived here ever since. And, excuse me, If anyone tells you that marriage isn't hard work, well, send them to me. Tell them it's a load of bunk. Because it is. You've still got a date. Just like you would normally. And do everything else. You normally would. It's a relationship. It's just happens when you get married. So anyway, that's my February catch up. I hope I didn't bore you. Just taking out this steak here. There we go. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Take care. May your journeys be safe. And God bless. Bye for now.